Ladies and gentlemen, Itmar.
And see if Tom is coming to play.
Mother's crying in joy, this is Hanley's boy, no prizes can restrain.
The plans he's got are not so hot, that man,
that man again!
Hey, miss, is that guy Hanley anywhere around?
Mr. Hanley has not been seen for some days.
Gee, I see him every day. I can't get Miss Muller away from him. He's kind of mesmerized by that Jane.
Are you referring to that ridiculous film, woman?
Ridiculous, hey, sister? Why, Dot LaMole is the greatest actress since Sarah Bernhardt.
And what do you know about Sarah Bernhardt?
Her. She's the greatest actress since Jane Russell.
What do you want with Mr. Handler?
Well, here's a cable from Hollywood for him. See, get it, will you? So long.
A cable from Hollywood. Oh, what nonsense is this? Firm offer 5 years star contract. First part Disraeli in the life of George Arliss. Signed, Solly Fallal. Whoever's heard of Solly Fallal?
His wife, Kitty Fallal. Hello, folks. And hello, Hotch, my old covered dragon. So they're getting you down off the shelf, eh?
What do you mean?
Films. Any old stuff will go now.
Oh. Why go to America to make a film?
Well, I'm going to claim a half a steak I couldn't eat last summer.
How do you think you'll look on the screen?
Oh, wonderful. They're concentrating on my good side.
Your good side?
Yes, I'm playing the part of a man who's always tying up his bootlace.
Poppycock.
Ah, people, Hutchikins. People, Hutchikot.
Here he is. Old arsenic and snipe trousers. Come in and give the old battle axe a plonker, will you? I'll pretend to be the office boy and pop my cigarette into the bottom drawer.
Oh, Mr. Hedley, you shouldn't say such things. You know Miss Hotchkiss is both retiring.
Hotch retiring? Oh, that's good. And talking of old age pensions, Hotch, don't forget me when you collect a half ounce of shag.
Kindly leave my age out of this, Mr. Handley.
Oh, don't worry, Hotch. I won't split on you. That's a second-hand tight set to the big principal boy. Anyhow, what have you come here for, Sir Short?
Well, I've brought Miss Hotchkiss a little valentine.
Oh, Sir Short, how exciting.
Come on, let's look at the picture. Oh, I say, this is very appropriate for the Ministry of Food. A baked sheep's heart with a skewer through it. And I love Harriet done in sausages. Well, how charming. What's it say? Oh, read it, Sir Short.
With pleasure. You are the apple of my eye. In fact, you are a pippin. I'll stick to you through thick and thin.
You're a Pacetti slipping. Why don't you try holding it up with your thumb?
Oh, Sir Short, do you really mean that promise?
Of course not. He's known at the BBC as the director of the broken word.
Mr. Handley, you're making a fool of Sir Short.
Impossible. You're the one who's fooling him. Telling him the two can't live as cheaply as one.
Well, they can't.
How about a dog and a flea?
Dog.
I wouldn't marry her if she was the last man on earth. And that goes for you too, Sir Short.
Oh, Mr. Henry, how can you treat that dear woman so brusquely?
Dear woman, she certainly is. It's money, money, money all the time. The pennies I've given her. Still... I can afford it. I'm just off to Hollywood.
Oh, no, you can't do that. We need you to stimulate industry.
Oh, my film will do that. It'll drive them to work. They'll shoot into the cinema, shy at the screen, and shoot out again, Sir Short. Now, wax your whiskers with that.
Well, I must consult the ministry. Oh, dear, dear, dear. This is most upsetting.
Why? I hope this is going to be a Wild West picture. I fancy myself in cow trousers. Now, I'd better get into practice. I'll start by lassoing mice and work my way up. Now, where's that porter? Hi, Atlas, give me a hand with this portmanteau.
What, me? You know I can't stoop. I'm a sick man. You feel my hand, it's frozen and shiny.
Your shiny hand is frozen? Now, listen, Mimi. Enough of this comic stuff. Give me a hand with this.
Oh, no, you don't think I'm ill. but you can't get over my stomach.
Well, I could with a pair of spike shoes and a shove up from behind. What's the matter with it, anyway? What's up with it?
Well, I'll keep getting growing pains in it.
Do you? Well, if it grows any bigger, you'll have to have two boys to carry it.
You see, the whole trouble is, I need strengthening. Oh, I wish I knew what to do.
Oh, you're as fussy as a footballer choosing his new house. Terrible. Any other complaints?
Yes. Every time I set foot in the garden, I get a pain between the eyes.
Well, you shouldn't tread on the rake. Now, go and have a nice lie down under the gooseberry bush. There's a doctor looking under there every minute.
All right.
You know, that fella's taken so much dope, the only place he can sleep is in the medicine chest with his head on the zinc ointment. Now, what had I better pack? It's warm in Hollywood. I'll take my tropical suit. That's what I look neat in.
Neat gin, sir. I'll join you.
Hello, Colonel. Here he is. The Olympic drinker, the only man to do the crest of run on a barrel. How are things in Grogamoro?
Splendid, sir.
Do you mean to say you're not worried about Willie?
No, sir. Willie has just got through a case of scotch, and he's in fine fettle, aren't you, Willie?
You're quite right, Humphrey. You're quite right.
Is this a haggis that I see before me? Or could it be Michael Rednose in Macbeth? A whole case of scotch.
Yes, sir, but it costs us so much that now we're up against it. We can't make both ends meet.
Yeah, Willie's been too busy making one end drink. Haven't you, Willie?
Quite right, humbly, quite right.
Colonel, has Willie got scotch blood in his veins?
No blood, sir, just scotch.
What have you been doing lately?
Willie and I have been to the races.
Did you get a good view of the course?
No, sir, I can't understand it. We couldn't see a thing, although we stood there with our glasses glued to our eyes.
Well, you should have emptied them first. Did you back any winners?
No, sir. Unfortunately, Fred Archer wasn't riding. We tried to find a winner by sticking a pin in a newspaper.
And what did you get?
The barmaid's hand. She was mopping up the counter.
Well, did you try again?
Yes, sir, we decided to back two horses, so I told Willie to make it a double, Bing and Frank Sinatra. But Willie thought I said a double gin and Angus tourer, so we had that instead. Good day, sir.
Not the reason. Wow.
They didn't see any racing. I was told that when they were passing the water jump, they automatically shut their eyes and fell in. Well, I must go out and get cracking.
Stout and boot blacking. I don't mind if I do.
Here he is, Colonel Chinkins. Late of the South Welsh Coast Guards. Well, what's on your plate besides raspberry pips? The usual?
This time, Warwick Midgood has rearranged my grandfather's clock.
Oh? Has he punched him in the kisser? That's not fair.
No, you remember. My grandfather's clock was too tall for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor.
90 years, eh? That's a long time.
Yes, grandfather's clock has heard many different kinds of music.
Well, let me hear them. Get ticking, Ray.
Thank you.
Sorry, folks, Ray Jenkins is only a professional name. His real name is Rudolf Beckstein. But he thought Jenkins was a more musical name. Some unaccountable reason, I don't know. Well, I'd better go out and have a few good photos taken for Hollywood. Oh, what a glorious night for sneezing through letterboxes. Oh, here's somebody I know. Gosh, it's big-handed Arthur. I must dodge him.
Well, 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 if it isn't old Tom.
Oh.
Don't tell me you were trying to give me the cold shoulder.
Well, you've got a hand like a leg of mutton.
I say you're a proper screamer. Here, have you heard? They're starting up the old dart competition down at the Chasers. I'm going to have a smack at it if it kills me. Yes, sir. Oh.
I bet it doesn't.
The old gang will be there to cheer me on, you know. Oh, what a bunch they are.
I wish I was sitting in a high back chair.
I say, I met old Chalky yesterday.
Chalky?
Yes, you remember old Chalky? He's in the civil service. Oh, but he's going to chuck up his job, you know, at the end of the year. Good old Chalky.
I feel like chucking it up now.
Hey, well, how about a quick pint of mild? That's the stuff to give the troops, eh?
No, thanks. I've had enough, Wallop.
What? Oh, Tom had enough, Wallop. That's good. Wait till I tell the boys. Wait till I tell the boys.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. I wish I hadn't had the Danish pork for breakfast. I wonder if I can get a bit of red steak for a black and blue bat. I'll get in this queue behind these two women. Then perhaps I'll hear some intelligent conversation.
They'll tell you we give Granny a nice plastic bedside lamp for Christmas. One of those pink ones with tassels. I wonder if they've got rabbit today. You see, she's wanted one for years. She wanted silk, but I think plastics are nice and modern, don't you?
I couldn't agree more.
Of course, Granny's a bit conservative. She doesn't like modern things much. Oh, look, that woman's got some nice kidneys. I'm different. I'm a bit Labour. Are you political?
I couldn't care less.
I'm sure they're lady doctors.
It's so awkward for Granny. She's always waking up in the night. And it's so convenient to have a bedside lamp if you wake up in the night, isn't it?
I couldn't agree more.
No, nor could I. I remember once in a strange house, I was hours trying to find the matches. And then...
Oh, look. The shop's shut. What shall we do now?
I couldn't care less.
Well, I never thought that Lillian Braithwaite and Mary Gerald did their own shopping. Well, just goes to show.
Oh, excuse me. I wonder if you could help me get this window open.
Certainly.
A penknife's the thing. Have you got one?
Yes, here you are.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's better. Would you give me a leg up?
Of course I will, yes. There you are. Are you all right now?
Yes, yes, I'm in, thanks. It was very kind of you.
Oh, not at all. I say I should go quietly or you'll wake the wife.
I'm not married.
Oh, rather a big house for an unmarried man.
Oh, it's not my house.
Oh, I see you're the lodger.
Oh, no, no. No, I'm not a lodger.
I'm a burglar! What a delightful bad lot. Well, I wonder whose house it is. Oh, here we are. Ernest Dudley, armchair detective. I thought there was a bit of a Dr. Morell about the place. Oh, well. I'll get back to the office before there's any trouble. Now, before I go away, I better destroy my private letters. Why, here's the first one I ever had from Hotch. June the 1st, 1894. Dear Thomas, arrived yesterday. Mother, please, I'm not a boy. Doctor says Daddy's doing very well. Signed with my dummy, Baby Harriet. Well, all sugar too. And look at her photo. What fat wrist she's got.
Mr. Handley, the press and everybody want to know all about this film offer.
Well, I don't know much about it myself yet. Still, I shall be all right. What has Robert Taylor got that I haven't?
Everything. Any woman would tremble at his touch.
Well, I've shaken a few myself.
I've called a press conference, so you must behave yourself.
Right, I'll show them this photograph.
Who is this revolting child?
You, before you had your nose pulled out. I'll show it to Sir Shot.
Oh!
Ah, now I've got her in my power. Never again will I be frightened of her. What's that? Oh, good. Ah, that'll be the press. Come in and sit down, sir. Now, before we go any further, I don't want any jiggery-pokery.
What's jiggery-pokery?
Hey?
I said, what's jiggery-pokery?
Tell me, it's Frisbee Dyke. What are you doing in here?
Well, I'm asking you, what's jiggery-pokery?
But I can't tell you offhand. You ought to ask an etymologist.
Fancy that.
Yes, that's right. Hey. Now, hey, what?
What's an etymologist?
An etymologist? Well, it's like a pulley up horse. Pistachio. aren't you the chap who works in New Brighton?
No, come from China.
You come from China?
Yes, I make China cups and saucers.
Well, they make them into the potteries too. Did you know that? Well, fancy, what's an hour? Well, you're
fine. Well.
What a chump. Walking all the way from China via Stoke-on-Trent. To ask what jiggery-pokery is. Well, I'm certainly going to be a sensation in films. I can see it all. I can see myself making passionate love to Lana Turner with Greta Garbo as my grandmother. What a triumph.
Now, be your age, easy, does it?
Now listen to me, you half-baked Errol Flynn.
Now, no hard words. Don't dilly-dally. Come.
He'd spoil anything. You know, he's the kind of man who would douse his cigarette in a sago pudding. Oh, well, I'll soon be away from him.
Any laundry this week, sir?
Hello, Mona. Back in the tub again. I thought you were working for a doctor.
I got out in time, sir. You got me sticking labels on medicine bottles.
Well, what was wrong with that?
Nothing, sir. But I left one on the easy chair, gum side up, and his wife sat on it and got very annoyed.
Why?
She walked the length of Piccadilly with family size 3 and 6 stuck on her bust.
Well. Dear. Well, it's just as well it didn't say take a pinch before retiring. Have you got another job?
I had, sir, but that's packed up now. I was working for a judge. Didn't seem to like my cooking. I spent all the morning making him a savoury rissole.
Well, what happened when the court adjourned?
He took one look at it, sniffed and said, there's only one sentence, the cat. And threw it out of the window.
Oh, well, I suppose the cat took it round the corner and flogged it. Anything else?
Yes. The trouble is he will do his own shopping and he gets his parcels mixed. He came in the other evening, handed me one and said, I'd like this tripe for supper.
Well, did he enjoy it?
Oh, he did. He wasn't half wild next morning when he found he'd eaten his new wig.
Oh, dear. I'd love to have seen him sitting in the Old Bailey with a yard of tripe on his napper. Obviously, he had no sense of humour.
None at all, sir. Now, me, it's being so cheerful as keeps me going.
The trouble with her is she has no tact. You know, she burst into the bathroom when I was there the other day, and instead of saying, sorry, madam, she says, don't worry, sir, I can't see through the steam. Well, now to Hollywood and Surrey bankruptcy.
Hey, Handy.
Yes?
That Lamora Thames for Moose. She's halfway back to the States.
Which half?
I mean she's gone home.
Well, why should I worry?
You don't have to. I found you a perfect leading lady. Boy, is she something. A real English rose. Come in, honey.
English rose, eh? She looks overblown to me. Sit down, Miss Silver. I didn't catch your name.
Anne Hathaway.
Well, that's certainly an English name.
It sure is. Of course, the boys call me other names besides.
I bet they do. English Rose, you sound more like a Yankee Doodle Dandelion. Well, what about this film, mate? Can I come round to your apartment and discuss it?
Sure. I'm on the 6th floor and no elevator, so walk up and see me sometime.
Are you by any chance Mae West?
Say, everybody says that. That damn always gone around imitating me.
I should go off and sue her sometime. All right, you two. I'll see you later.
Bye, honey.
See you later, Handy.
So long, Stooges. She'd go big anywhere, especially on a slippery banister. And that agent of hers, well, he's a smooth guy.
Did I hear you say smooth guy? I know one.
Who said that?
Me.
Oh, I know you. Now, don't tell me. You're the girl who comes in here about the same time every Thursday with a piece of music. Why do you do this?
Well, I've got to eat.
Well, you better make the most of it while you can. Now, tell me about this friend of yours, will you?
I will. I know a guy from way downtown with a roving eye. You won't see a frown. A character with the smoothest ways, who'd leave old Larkin bar in a day. Don Juan did his very best, but compared to this lad, was as square as the rest. If talent you need, here's a gallant indeed, but with plenty of hair on his chest. He's got a smooth walk and talks a smooth talk. And when he's dancing or romancing, you can bet that he's advancing smoothly. Is the boy to see he's on a smooth kick and likes a smooth chick. So if you're betting on the betting, don't you ever go forgetting smoothie. Knows his ABC. He don't use corny lines like how's about it or what are you doing tonight. He shakes a cocktail and he knows about it, then sees that you're mellow and bright. He knocks a smooth kiss that gives a smooth bliss. The gals are praying that he's staying. You can hear them all are saying, smoothie, here's the boy for me. Say he don't use corny lines like, hiya chicken, or gee, you look lovely tonight. He shakes a cocktail and he knows about it, then sees that you're mellow and bright. Right, he's off to smooth kiss that gives a smooth bliss. The gals are praying that he's staying. You can hear them all a-saying, hey, smoothie, here's the boy for me.
Silly name, Smoothie. Sounds like a clean-shaven baby.
Mr. Handley, there's a deputation here from the British film industry. They want to see you urgently.
Why, it wasn't me that made Antony and Cleopatra. I was swimming in the Serpentine that week. Are they in a good mood?
No, they seem very agitated.
Oh, probably they got a touch of the quotas. Okay, show them in. All right, gentlemen, all right, gentlemen. Now, will you sit on that black and white sofa? That's a piano, you fatheads. Well, now, you've obviously heard about my Hollywood offer. What do you say to it?
Oh, nein, nein, Mr. Hanley. To Hollywood go you must not. Stay you must here. Your country needs you.
Si, senor. I also think Senor Hanley must stay in our so beautiful island home.
Thank you, Mario Lorenzi. Now, gentlemen, I must think this over. What's the name of the film?
It is The Life of Rule Britannia.
The Life of Rule Britannia? You're not getting me sitting on the penny with a toasting fork. Yeah. You might get some frost yet, you never know. Now, Scarfer chaps, I've got to put some leather elbows on my dressing gown. Off you go.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Arrivederci.
Don't be personal. Now, I wonder which of those chaps was Maurice Elvick. Well, I don't know which offer to accept.
Oh, excuse me, Handley.
Oh?
Did I leave a bottle of burgundy in here?
Well, I'm afraid not, Colonel, but you can have this bunch of grapes.
It's no good to me, sir. I don't like my wine in capsule form. Good day.
What a lad he is. You know, on Christmas Day, he shouted to the waiter, one large brandy sauce and no pudding. Completely hopeless he is.
Mr. Handley. We're the press. Can we have a photo, please?
Oh, isn't he handsome?
Just as you are.
Now, wait a minute. Let me put my trousers on. There you are. Now, when will the photographs be ready?
Now on with Miss Hotchkiss.
Oh, what with... All right. Well, we call it vice versa. Hodge!
What is it, Mr. Handler?
They want a picture of you and me in a clinch. Come here. Are you wearing an old Anderson shelter? Kiss me.
No, Thomas. What are you thinking about now?
Macaroni cheese.
Don't!
I'll bet you'll see that picture in one Sunday paper.
Now, thank you, Mr. Hanley. Now, tell us, what is your first Hollywood picture to be?
I was going to play Billy Bunter, but I've had a row with my butcher, so I'm doing an English version of The Thin Man.
We thought you might co-star with Shirley Temple.
Oh, she's a bit old for me.
Tell me, Mr. Hanley, how old are you?
Well, I'm...
Now, don't shilly-shally. Tell the truth, painful though it is.
Oh, get out, you will you?
Mr. Hanley, let's get this straight. You started broadcasting 25 years ago.
Did I? Oh, yeah, well, that was in the children's hour. I had a crawling on party. Uncle Mac paid me in sponge cakes. I've got the crumbs in my pocket now.
Well, now, who actually sent you this offer?
I'm not quite sure. I didn't recognize the writing.
Well, was it in the form of a cable?
No, it was more like a piece of rope. Then I've also had an offer from the British film industry, too.
Boys, you better pipe down on this story. It's a bit phony.
How dare you? Never in the whole course of me poof have I had...
Mr. Handler, another cable from Hollywood.
There you are, gentlemen. This'll prove who's a liar. You read it, Hutch. You were at school before I was.
It's from the Gigantic Film Corporation.
Yes.
It says, who is this punk Handler? We've never heard of him, we don't like the sound of him, and we don't want him.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say.
Oh, I think it works.
Now, quiet, please. Somebody's leading me a dance, as the man said in Scunthorpe. The first cable came from a man called Solly Falal. Now, who is Solly Falal?
Well, I said the cable.
You, Frisbee Dyke, a friend of my childhood, used to chase me around Paddy's Market. What did you want to do that for?
Just for the bit of jiggery-pokery.
Well, fancy that.
You've been listening to Tommy Handley and Itmar with Jack Train, Diana Morrison, Hugh Morton, Fred Yule, Derek Giler, Joan Harbin, and Hattie Jakes. The singer was Lynn Joyce. The augmented variety orchestra, leader George Deason, conducted by Ray Jenkins. Script by Ted Kavanagh. Produced by Francis Worsley.